Based on the relatively low scores, the park board wasn't exactly dazzled by the proposals. Although both proposers had extensive experience in marine industries, neither had any previous experience in either managing or working for a haul-out and boatyard, and neither was bringing much capital with them, instead relying on the city to bankroll the early investment in equipment. Shipwright Jeremy Cirka, testifying from the public, thought the proposals were inadequate.
They're not focused. They're not. There's no engineering here. There's nothing there. And the fact that I think one of these has to be accepted is not in its form is not enough for me, and I frankly anybody else in marine trade.
The main difference between the two proposals was the equipment. Sitka Sound Industries, fronted by Baker Hensley and Mark Quinn, planned to purchase a 60-ton hydraulic boat trailer, which could haul out boats up to 60 feet long, most but not all of the Sitka fleet. WC Enterprises, managed by Kelly Warren and Dan Cooper, would use a 300-ton travel lift, which might actually be too big for many of Sitka's mid- and small-sized fishing vessels. This was a problem for Linda Benkin, the executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, in her public testimony.
The research we had done so far, that the big hoist just can't safely, easily work with small vessels. And since that's such a key piece of the objective for this yard, is that it efficiently service the small boat fleet that's the heart and soul of Sitka's fleet, you need to know the answer to that question before you eliminate the other proposal from moving ahead.
Jeff Farber, a member of the public who has served on a task force exploring the haul-out issue, asked if the process were too rushed to meet somewhere in the middle.
And again, I very much appreciate the two proposals. I think they could complement each other, but I do think it needs some more planning. If you have to slow this down to do it right, you know, I think that's more important than possibly moving too quickly forward.
The Industrial Park Board has been moving on a fast timeline after Sitka's lone haul-out, Halibut Point Marine, announced that it would be closing down within the next 2 years. Board member Mike Johnson reminded everyone that the board was intentionally casting a wide net.
We were more or less asked to create a document that was pretty broad and not well-defined so that we could mine up more ideas and not discourage potential bidders from putting in a bid, right? Or proposal, rather.
Johnson, along with other board members, scored the Warren Cooper proposal slightly above the one written by Hensley and Quinn, saying that if the 300-ton hoist did not adequately serve the Sitka fleet, they'd have to buy a relatively inexpensive hydraulic trailer or risk going out of business. Johnson said that the Sitka assembly would likely do much more work to dial in the plan. The motion to accept the WC Enterprise proposal passed unanimously. The Sitka assembly is expected to take up the matter in May. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.